Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Happy Monday, everybody. There's nothing better than the Monday after the time change. That's a lie. I had my alarm set for 9 o'clock and I still overslept.
But you were able to change your clocks. You did do that.
Well, that happens automatically on my phone.
On your phone, yeah, on sure. Phone. You don't have any clocks in your house? Of any kind?
I'm sure I do.
Microwave?
Don't pay attention to
the oven.
I gotta change those. Yeah, I'm gonna have to change. They probably haven't been changed since the last time changed.
So they're right.
Might be the right way.
6 months out of the year, they're right.
If you hear a different voice today, that's because we have a very special co-host in the building. We have Blake. It's Horstman, right?
Yes. Oh, that was good.
Even thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
You might know Blake from Becca's season of The Bachelor. Not me. Becca's season of The Bachelorette. And he is filling in for Tanya because she's at jury duty today.
We're going to try to call her later, but with jury duty, who knows if she can answer.
She writes me and goes, wait, I need to read the exact.
Oh, I have some to read
to
you, too.
Yeah, I met Tanya a couple times. Yeah.
Okay, she goes, I made a really cute friend, so that's nice.
I got that one, too.
I said, she would have jury duty. And she goes, also, I'm terrified because all these cases are criminal.
I got
major
that one, too.
Oh, she just copies
and
pastes.
By the way, so does Sierra. So she's like texting to you, texting to me. She's fishing.
Just fishing.
Busted.
Do y'all also get the do you love me text?
Oh, I get those plenty.
Wow. We're going to have a talk.
I feel like you don't love me anymore. That's the one I get.
Oh, wow. She's just copying and pasting and sending these out. Blake, I have a question for you. First of all, we just discovered that Blake's head is smaller than me.
Yeah.
And I think it's worse for me that my head's larger than his.
You have a tape measure, Easton?
No, this is horrifying.
No, so it's funny. I have proof. Well, I don't have my hat on. Usually I have a hat. But everybody makes fun of me because my hat like looks really tall on my head. But that's because my head's so small. When you like push it to fit my head, it pops up like that.
What's your hat size?
Oh, I have like a snapback, so I don't know what my hat size is, to be honest. Right. But like, that's why my hat sits so high on my head. It's because I have a small head. Wow. That's why I have to, I know.
But I don't look at you and think, wow,
Well, that's good.
He has a small head. No.
That's good. No, I come away with anything today. It's that
I haven't read that anywhere about you, actually.
Yeah, I get people are like, why do you wear your hat on top of your head? I'm like, this, I have a small head, so I have to like push it to make it small, and it pops up.
Okay? Some people can wear hats, some people can't. I'm one of those guys that can't wear hats. When I wear a baseball cap, I look simultaneously 8 years old and 80 years old.
Interesting.
I can't wear it forward. I look very strange
forward.
Have to put it
I have to backwards. Which I don't think is very in right now.
Well, I rock it anyway.
I'm a backwards snapback. Always in.
Is it always in?
I feel like it's always in.
But at my age, I think you start to look like
that might be
like a narc or something.
You look like that dog on The Simpsons that was trying to be cool. Yeah. So Becca's head is bigger than Blake's.
Thank you.
We've decided.
Not egotistically, just
maybe
physically. No.
Maybe brain size.
Oh, thank
That's
you,
what
Mark.
It is.
Thank you.
There's a bright side.
Don't tear me down, all right? I just got
you. Yeah. Sorry. I have a question for you. I'm just curious because when I think about guys who are on The Bachelorette, I imagine y'all going out on the weekends and just having like flocks of females just like surrounding you at all times.
Yeah, I'll be honest. It can get a little weird. Get a little weird out there. That was something I knew they were big. Like, I didn't realize how many people actually watch the show.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, everywhere I go, I can go like the most random. I went to Connecticut a couple weeks ago, and it was insane. Like, it's really funny when I do these bar appearances or watch parties. The bouncers are like, you know, I'm here for like legitimate stars, and then you guys have the craziest fans I've ever seen. Like, I've seen gut bouncers have to like push women over so I can get to the bathroom. Like, insane. It's some crazy stuff out
so
there.
So if you go out and it's not an appearance, like you're just going out to be social, what is that? Is it the same thing?
After a little while, yeah, it takes one person to come up and take a picture, and then everybody feels like they can come up and take a picture, you know? So that's it, and there's like a line forms, and like, yeah. So I try to go to the same bars, to be honest, in Denver, so that like kind of the same
Everyone's
people
like,
there, and they're like,
it.
Oh, it's,
we
yeah,
already
got a picture
got a
with
picture.
Him. Yeah, exactly.
Well, unless they're having a really good night looking good, they're like,
our last picture was a million.
Yeah, I need an updated photo. Yeah. Do you ever, like, if you go out with guys from the show, I'm assuming it's 20 times worse.
Yeah, definitely. And then they really feel like they can come up and say hi and talk and like get pictures. Yeah.
Okay. And then exactly, if you were to guess on a daily basis, how many DMs do you get?
I mean, so if I post, let's say I post a story. I mean, throughout the day, probably like get a 300-500, somewhere around there. Like if I post a story, if it's not like, if I don't have a story up, I don't get as many.
But are they like, I want to marry you?
There's a few of those, yes. There's a few of those. A lot of, like, the hard eyes or, like, the emojis, those kinds of things.
Do you ever respond? Because, like, Ben Higgins found his girl. He slid into her DM.
Every once in a while, I do. Some are, like, super creative. And I, like, laughed, like, one time. Some girl, she Googled, like, how to slide into a guy's DMs. And then she, like, screenshotted it and sent it to me and then did the four things that were listed. Like, and I was like, that was pretty good. So I replied
That's
to her. Yeah, yeah.
But
there's
like,
some good ones out
but,
there.
But I'm saying, do you reply in the sense of like, oh, I'm interested in her, or just more like...
No, I mean, sometimes I'll like, if her like little profile pic is kind of cute, I'm like, oh, I want to share. And then most of them are private though. And I'm like, well, like, you gotta, if you're going to slide in DMs, you got to be public.
Yeah, you got to be accessible.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, the DMs can get a little weird. But you know what? I don't get as much now, but when I first got off the show, I got a lot of people asking like, I just got my heart broken. Like, how did you get over that? You know,
That
kind of thing. I got a lot of those. I still do get those every once in a while, but I got a lot of those when I first got
That's a creative way to get your attention.
And it works. So I'm like, I feel like I need to answer, you know, even though I probably don't have the right answer. I need to like,
you're like, they need me.
Yeah.
I must respond.
Be the hero here. Yeah. So.
Do you have any plans to go on a like little maybe summer jaunt in Mexico?
I don't know yet. So I finally got the first call like last week about the whole thing. So I'm waiting to see. We'll see. It's 3 months from now. A lot of time.
I'm assuming because you were in the running to be Bachelor for this season. Did after they decided on Colton, did you have the chance to go to Mexico or to Paradise? Or?
No, Paradise was already like done filming and everything, you know? So like they did. So I got home because after the finale, actually they flew me to London to like heal. After the Maldives for like 5 days. So by the time I got back, Paradise was started filming like 2 weeks later. So like in no way was I in the right mind frame to like go back out there and do that whole thing again. So,
but you'd be open to it.
Yeah, definitely. I honestly, like, I feel like there's a lot more successful relationships that come from Paradise sometimes.
It's true.
So, yeah. And so, and everybody I've talked to, people who haven't done it, people who have, are like, yeah, like, why would you not
That's
do it?
That's what like, I've been the one, like, when I guess like, two or three years ago when they offered, and I was like, oh, I don't know. I already did like two seasons of the, you know, I kind of had my time. But now when I'm talking to other people, I'm like, why not? Like, do it.
Exactly.
Because it's my favorite show to watch. Yeah. So if there's anyone that I like or feel like would be entertaining, I highly encourage them because I want to watch.
Everybody's told me. So, I mean, I'm kidding myself. I'll probably end up doing it.
Okay, but that's what I needed. Have you watched Colton's show and thought like, these could have been my girls, which one would I have been into?
I do. Sometimes I do think that. Well, I think maybe there would have been some mix-up because I'm older than Colton. I think there maybe have been a little bit of a different cast. But from just this cast, I think there might be a few girls that I could maybe, I don't know, get along
with.
We'll see.
Can I tell you
that up for you real nice, didn't I? Yes, actually, okay. That'd be great.
I'm going to name your top three.
Okay.
In no particular order,
you think I'm going to say or who you think would be like?
Who I think you would be into.
Okay.
They probably go hand in hand with who I think would be good for you.
You're probably going to get these right.
Hannah G.
Yeah.
I think she's number one. Yeah.
I'm not going to rank any. Okay. I'm not doing any kind of ranking.
No, I was just saying I wasn't going to rank either, but your smile said what I needed. I'm going to go with Hannah G. Kaylin.
I'm going to back away from the mic.
And I'm going to go with... I feel like you would have been into Cassie, but I don't know if she would have been top three for you. So I'm going Hannah G, Kaylin, and...
You trying to think of the woman from the season?
Yeah, I'm really struggling right now. Oh, I'm like Hannah B... But I think she might be too... I feel like she has a lot of, like, energy for you. I feel like your personality and Tayshia would get along. Oh, wow. Did I get all three of them? So, basically, Colton's top the three. Other. Top four.
Honestly, like, looking at this cast, I think... I mean, I don't... It's hard because I know... We've been there. I know how the editing works. Yeah. Like, I don't actually know these women. But from, like, the edits they got and what parts they showed, like, this final four, probably it would have been... Maybe similar to mine. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know being in it, but
I actually feel like a lot of these girls, had you been The Bachelor, would have been on the show, even though you're talking about age and stuff, because I was casted for Chris's season like so far in advance.
Really?
Like I felt like maybe I'm wrong, or maybe they knew that far in advance, but I kind of felt like no matter what.
You were on it, no matter who it was, kind of thing.
Yeah, but maybe I had a better chance depending. I don't know. I never know how I
try and figure it out. It's who knows. Sometimes I don't think they really know what they're doing. That's the brilliance of the show.
Have you talked to any of the three girls?
I have not. No, nobody slid into my DMs. Like everybody thinks like everybody chats and we all like.
But a lot of people do. But I actually like the idea that if you're going on, if you haven't even a chance that you might go on Paradise to not talk, because I don't know, it makes it way more.
It is, natural. And like, it's funny because, like, I'm sure, like, a lot of guys have been sliding into their DMs, to say the least. But, like, and probably from the past, you know, from the show and past seasons. But, like, that's not something I would do. Like, I'm not going to, like, slide in and be like, hey, what's up? Like, I wouldn't do that. That's really creepy.
I have this love story forming in my head of you with one of those girls. And
oh, boy.
It's exciting. I'm excited for you. Yeah. Okay. We're going to talk about Sleep Number.
Becca, I know why you couldn't get out of bed this morning.
Why?
Those Sleep Number beds are very difficult to get out of.
You're right. It's that and the time change just really...
it's a tough combo.
Yeah, yeah. It is a tough combo. So I'm sitting here, Blake and I are talking about Sleep Number now, and he's telling me he's had the same bed since college.
Yeah, I really have the same mattress since college.
Same mattress.
How old are you?
Amy says
I don't want to, you know what? Yeah. Hear the ew in the background.
I was not saying ew as much as like, oh, like... Is your back okay? But is it a little bit lumpy and
it
old?
It is.
Do you flip it or turn it or anything?
No, it's a giant one, so I kind of sleep on one side sometimes, sleep on the other.
That's not a bad idea. It'll last twice as long.
Yeah. That way.
It's like the underwear. You flip it inside out. I'm just kidding. I don't do that. I'm just kidding.
Too far. Well, you should feel the difference of the Sleep Number. Well, after Paradise, you'll really understand this, but many couples disagree on mattress firmness, and Sleep Number 360 smart beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side so it's right for both of you. It'll be a great transition for both of you and Hannah G. The Sleep Number 360 smart beds are so smart, they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night, not letting you wake up for your alarm.
Okay, but we got to take some personal responsibility at some point.
You're right. Okay. Okay. We'll get into that after this. Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. For 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com. Come in now and save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. That's a great savings. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/Becca to find the one nearest you. Once again, that's sleepnumber.com. I need you to harmonize with me when we say Becca. Okay. Visit sleepnumber.com/Becca. Gorgeous.
Come on,
Blake. Nailed it.
The harmony. Yeah, nailed it. I went out this weekend.
Ooh.
And
is that a big deal around here?
I don't go.
She never leaves her apartment if she can help it, it seems like.
It's a problem. I've never been like a huge going out person, but lately, mainly since I've gotten a dog, I'm way more just like, I'm going to stay at home.
Mm. You walk the dog.
Does it.
Sometimes.
Not daily, no.
She's like, it's not like she requires to be, you know, she's not like a big dog, but I do. She loves being outside. So I walk, I just like growled or something. But I went out to like a costume party and I think I had 3 vodka drinks, threw up.
Oh no.
Like I'm a college student.
That's the worst.
And it reminded me that even though I might feel like I'm like 22, I'm not.
So I'm not going to lie, I'm a little hungover today because I'm not 20 anymore. Had some tequila last night and I woke up and I was like, damn.
Did you oversleep your 9 o'clock alarm?
No, I was up early. I didn't want to be late, you know, for the pod.
Well, yeah, same.
Becca was late, for the record.
I was just sitting in the lobby for a good half hour.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
It was not over a half hour that I was late. You were too early, if that's the case.
Actually, I was too early.
That's early is on time, as far as I'm concerned.
Like,
early
I'm
is
very
on time.
Prompt.
This is an issue, by the way. We've discussed this in the morning show because Patty has this and my wife has this. There are certain people that have a really difficult time getting places on time, and they defend themselves. Patty says it is a neurological condition. I say it is disrespectful, but it's also a lack of time awareness. Like, my wife has the thing where, like, oh, if I get in the shower now, we'll leave on time. Let me do 3 more things before I get in the shower. Mm-hmm. And then we're late.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, what's your excuse, Becca?
I don't really have an excuse.
That Sleep Number.
Yeah. I don't think it's neurological. I will say that. I do think it's, like, become a habit of being, like, it'll be okay, but I'm also aware that it's other people's time. So to an extent, I do feel stressed out. However, today I was going to be on time, but I left my keys in my house and I locked my door. So I had to climb over my patio, which I leave open for Phoebe. Don't worry, I have my alarm system in case anyone's listening.
She just paused like, uh-oh.
We'll talk about ADT later.
ADT is in there. And so I had to get back in there, but I would have been on time. The cool thing that impressed me about myself today is that I woke up late and I had 30 minutes to get ready. And normally I go, I'm either going to do my hair or my makeup. Don't have time for both. And I did both.
Wow.
And no one even told me how good I looked.
You look fantastic. No doubt about it.
Like Blake didn't even say anything.
Dang it.
That enormous head is really well put together today.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
So did you vomit in an actual like receptacle or did you just kind of like, where did it happen? Did you make it to a bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm at the point where I can at least make it home to a bathroom.
Yeah, okay, good.
I have had one public bathroom incident at the giant iHeart Festival in Vegas, but aside from that, I mostly
I've heard about this.
Oh my God. Legend.
I think it was in the group text, I think that I was.
Oh, yeah. That was like your intro.
Yeah, that was my.
But yeah, normally, but it was kind of like a harsh reminder that I shouldn't go out and drink like that. Should stay home.
3 vodkas is just too much.
I was like, at first I thought I only had 2 and I was like, wow, this is so pathetic. And then I was like, I had 3 and then like 3.5. So I felt better. I'm 30. I don't, you know.
See, I feel like I've actually like resort, because these appearances that I do, like I have to drink.
Yeah,
you know, I'm almost forced to drink. And everybody buys me shots. Like there was one time I did an appearance in New York and I bet I had 19, 20 shots. It's like, but like,
wow.
I'm drinking water, chugging water
in
between shots.
See, I don't do that.
But like, I feel like I haven't done that since college. Like, I feel like I'm like reverting back to being like this. Like,
no, I'm saying I don't chug water.
Oh,
ever.
Oh, see, I drink a lot of water when I drink.
That's the thing. Yeah. I really need to step up if I'm going to go out. Because I carb load. That is not the problem. But I don't drink water.
Yeah, water's huge. And then you don't have a hangover either if you drink a ton of water. That's
what I look and at. Pickle juice, from what I understand.
Yes, that's true. Pickle juice.
I remember getting home one night and someone had told me about pickle juice, but I was like way past the point of pickle juice helping. And I opened my fridge and just tried to chug it. And that didn't end well either. But I was at home, you know. Do you want to talk about third love?
Oh my gosh, do I?
Like, this would be a great gift for someone that you could find on Paradise. I bet a lot of the girls.
Do you work for AB? Like, do you work for the show?
No, but I seriously, Paradise is like the one where I sit down and watch, like,
really?
Live. Yeah.
I've heard that from a lot of people, actually.
Well, Third Love, let me tell you about it. They use data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. So they have more sizes than other brands, like, you know, that you know about. And then Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup size. So you can do half sizes.
Interesting. Yeah. I did not know that.
You wouldn't, but it's okay.
Why would I?
So all you have to do, you answer a few simple questions to find your perfect fit in 60 seconds, and it's called the Fit Finder Quiz. Over 12 million women have taken it. Takes less than a minute and helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you can return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. That is amazing. So returns and exchanges are free and easy. All the girls listening in our Facebook group, this is a really cool thing because you can try what we're talking about. You can use it, and if you don't love it, it's returned and goes to something really cool. Good cause. I hate when wires on a bra cut into me, so it's always hard for me to find the perfect wireless bra that still gives me a good shape. But I took the quiz, and I'm obsessed with their Seamless Stripe wireless bra. It's a memory foam cup, but it's wire-free, and it's universal just like other wire bras, so you can remove the straps and make it a halter or crisscross or normal. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/Becca now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase.
Get ready, Blake. Here we go again.
Okay. Ready.
I want it to be a little bit stronger.
I'll do my best.
Before we do that, before we wrap up the commercial, I just want you to know Vanessa Picone, one of our listeners in the Facebook group, mm-hmm. She loves Third Love bras. She posted this. It's all I wear now. I placed my first order in September, so I've had them for quite a while. They are very comfortable and very true to size.
That's so awesome. There you go. A testimonial.
Testimonial.
All right, so that's thirdlove.com/Becca for 15% off today. That was great.
The next one I'm going to crush. I'm going to make sure to hold that A a little
longer.
Yeah,
yeah. I should have told you to do that.
So the plan was for Tanya had a question last week that I'm going to hold off on getting into real specifics on, Blake. We'll surprise you later.
Oh, boy.
But she had a homework assignment that she was going to do over the weekend and then get back to us and tell us about it. Now,
homework.
We can confirm that it was done. However, she's on jury duty. And by the way, she's called, you know, you call in the night before. That's how it works out here anyway. And so last night I got a text from her saying, oh my gosh, I have to go to jury duty. So we may or may not find out how it went, but we do have a doctor coming on to talk about it. So let's try her, Easton. I don't know if she'll be able to answer. I think she's been called into a courtroom.
Yeah. I just, why do I picture Tanya being on like the newest OJ like trial or something?
Exactly. Like sequestered for a month.
Yeah. Know that where she is are all criminal.
You've reached
cases.
Tanya Radisavljevic. Leave a message and have a great day.
That's so Tanya.
The mailbox is full and cannot at this time.
Dang
Goodbye.
It, that would have been cool. I haven't left a voicemail in years. I don't do that anymore. That would have been fun.
I know, I freeze up now when I have to leave one. I'm like, what am I even saying? Like, goes on.
Have you ever done jury duty?
No, I probably was supposed to, and I'm going to get like arrested or something. I don't know.
Blake, have you done jury duty?
I have not. Oh. I've called. They've never said come in.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you did jury duty. So you get the notification, and then you call, and they're either like, oh, yeah, come in, or like, don't worry about it.
So usually you don't get called in. Then when you do get called in, oftentimes you sit there in a room for a day, and then nothing ever happens, and then you're free to go. But I did get called into a jury one time. And let me give you the premise, because you guys can decide what you would have done in this scenario, not having the evidence, obviously. But it was a guy who got was arrested for drunk driving, and his blood test was 0.4.
Whoa.
Now, the legal limit is 0.08, so he was five times the legal limit. And the prosecution's argument was that he needs to go away because that's crazy, and he has a history of drunk driving, and this is his third strike, so he needs to go to jail now. The defense said, we're going to show you video of him chit-chatting with the officers at his arrest. A 0.4 isn't chit-chatting. A 0.4 is in a coma.
Like, yeah.
A 0.4 is bad news, so there's no way you could just chit-chat. So that must have been wrong or tampered with the blood test.
So he's an alcoholic or that's the thing.
So that we saw both sides, but the defense never really told us their theory as to how this got tampered with or how it got messed up. So the question as a jury was, what's more likely? They messed with the blood. Somebody messed with the blood somewhere along the chain of command, or the guy's just some superhuman tolerance because he's an alcoholic and has been his whole life. And we went with that one and we put him away. Oh, it was very sad because his mother was in the courtroom. And so when we gave the guilty verdict, she was really crying. Oh. And it was actually really sad. But the experience I found very valuable and very, I really enjoyed the people I was with in the jury. We worked really well together. I was foreman. I'm proud to say.
Really?
Yeah. I was the foreman. Yeah. And we just worked really well together. I thought that was cool that you could just take 12 or whatever it was, random people, and throw them in a room and we can all get along so well and all come to a unanimous verdict.
Really, like, respect the justice system a little bit more too.
Yes, yeah. I did. Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was like being on TV.
Yeah. My wife Allison was a foreman recently on a case, police brutality case. She made a friend that she still hangs out with to this day.
No way.
Wow.
Yes. Wow, that's cool.
That's what I imagine Tanya doing.
Tanya has made a friend.
Yeah. Well, we all got that text, and by the way, we're busting Tanya for that you, me, Becca, and Sierra all got the I made a friend
same,
text.
The same text.
Did you also all get the I don't have my wallet or any money?
No, I didn't get that
one. No, I feel left out a little bit.
She has no license.
Yeah, how did she prove
it was
her?
Wouldn't you need a driver's license?
I would definitely.
She probably didn't take it, thinking maybe I'll get out of this if I don't have.
How do you forget your wallet?
Well, she called me she FaceTimes me yesterday.
Of course.
She's like, "Hey, I need you to help me." I was like, "Okay," and she was like, "I need you to video me trying to call the jury duty number because it's saying it's not going through and I need to have proof that I tried. I need to cover my tracks." And I'm like, interesting.
But it must have gone through at some point.
I guess she had to call at night or something.
Yeah, you called after 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, it was too early.
Let's tackle an email, shall we?
I would love to have Blake weigh in on some email advice.
I believe this person's name is pronounced Anais. And its subject is friendship breakups. I'm going through a hard time getting over a friendship breakup. Have any of you ever gone through it? How did you get through it? I find myself wanting to reach out, but I have tried far too many times and don't feel that she wants to fix things either. I don't see myself being close like we were, but we see each other all the time. I'm 26 and we were friends for 12 years.
I personally have never... I've had like where we've grown apart and like we were really close and then like we just grew apart with like age and time and distance or whatever. But I've never had a friendship breakup where it was like, we're not friends anymore.
Like almost enemy, like kind of like a fight.
Like, yeah. Like I've had times where I've had conversations and it was just like, hey, we've grown apart, but like, I still care about you and want the best for you. And like, I know that if I reached out to that person, they would respond and we'd have a nice conversation. But I've never had anything like this.
Well, isn't it like anything else, whether it's a relationship? Like, I feel like there's a time for all of these things. Not every relationship, whether romantic or friendship, is going to be a lifelong relationship.
Yeah.
So what I've run into a lot lately, so I went to college in Nebraska, like Midwest. All of my friends are married and kids. So like, that's kind of how we're still friends. Like you said, we're not like, you know, you never have a fight or anything, but you grow apart because they're at home, you know, putting their... And I'm dancing, you know, on a piano at like, you know, they're putting their kid to bed, you know? So like we live different lifestyles.
Right.
So I make new friends as you go. Yeah. But
let's see. We'll hear that story next. But yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Like different time, like different focuses and like what your like schedule and life is like is.
Yeah. And at the same time, though, if I needed something from one of my friends, like I'd call them and they'd be the same for me. Like if they need something, if they need me to babysit, like I'd be there. That kind of thing.
Blake, have you had any friends that, because I know some of the people I know on Bachelor have experienced this, where your old friends say, oh, you think you're so cool now that you hang around all these Bachelor Nation?
That's a good question.
People?
I feel like there'd be more girls who did that.
Yeah, I've only had really one friend who. I think, yeah, because I think guys are a little different, but I've only had one friend who was like, he's like one of my best friends, but he's like, you know, and he's actually having a baby here in like a week. So again, like we've kind of, you know, he has a different lifestyle, but he was like, man, you've been, it was me and Jason, you know, he's like, you and Jason are awfully close. You know, he's like getting jealous. Like, you're getting jealous.
He's,
you know,
like, one of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you and Jason like, seem actually, like you're really cuddly these days.
Yeah, so you guys look awfully cute together. So
speaking of, you've hung. Oh, let's get to. Sorry,
I just want to say, Don Ais, I think you move on. I really do. I think you let her go, and if it's meant to be, you'll find your way back to each other again. But right now, you clearly don't. She doesn't have a place for her in your life. Sorry, she doesn't have a place for you in her life, and that's fine.
And like you're like spending energy on something that's not clearly not. Worth spending energy on if she's not making any effort. So I say move on, and if you see her, be nice to each other. And
yeah, exactly.
And, but you don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say? Sometimes I don't know.
To everything there is a season.
Sure.
Ooh.
And so a time for
exactly
every,
what I was,
I'm gonna remember that
purpose under heaven.
Wow.
Indeed.
You and Jason are super close friends. Mm-hmm. Were y'all roommates on the show?
No. So
interesting.
I had a weird experience because me and Becca, this is like the language that people always use, but me and Becca had a very strong connection at the beginning. We really did. And so it was a little hard for me in the house because it was hard for me to build relationships with the guys really close. I mean, I'm friends with everybody, but because they were like, oh, he's going to be here at the end. Like, why, you know, like, why,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
why
yeah.
get close to him? He's probably going to win kind of thing. So I built strong relationships after the show. Like, me and Jason actually got super close after the show. And, like, I was that environment was kind of hard for me, you know? So I wasn't really completely myself in the house with the guys, which I think is pretty normal. You know, you're all dating the same girl.
Yeah. But it's funny because, and I don't know if it's different for the guys versus the girls, because I know, you know, there is a difference in how people handle relationships and friendships. Mm-hmm. But the girls, there was a sense of, like, oh, we're, like, you know, sometimes it was harder to sit, like, on Ben's season. It was like really sad. I was really upset to be like broken up with and leaving Ben, but it was really sad to leave with my friends too.
Totally. I was actually talking. I was having drinks with Bibiana last night, and I was actually saying, I was like, the hardest one of the, so obviously the breakup was awful, but then, you know, the week later when I was with Shabby and she like gave me my phone back and we hugged and she left. And it was like this weird feeling of like, oh my God, I'm leaving this world now. I'm going back into the real world. And I like broke down again. It was like a really weird feeling because it is really fun. You get really close to producers, really close to the other people. And then all of a sudden that's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just gone. It's crazy.
You've hung out with Caitlin and Jason?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. They seem like they're just.
Yeah, they really are. I remember the first time I think, I don't know how long ago it was, but me and Jason were together and we FaceTimed Caitlin. That was the first time I saw them interact. And I was like, holy cow, like this is very real right now. Like they are perfect for each other. And then I hung out with them together in Denver. They came to Denver together. Just watching them, I was like, oh my God, they're totally in love. I was like, I was like looking at them and I was like, oh man, I kind of want that. You know, I was like, dang it, that looks cute. It looks fun. You know, I was like, it reminded me like, I want to be in a relationship. That's right. I remember now, you know.
Well, have you had like a long-term relationship before you were on the show?
Yeah. So I had, coming out of college, I had a 2-year relationship. We even lived together for a year. And then I've had some relationships in between there, like 8, you know, months, a year, 6 months here or there. But yeah, so I've had a few. One, I mean, I don't really like to look at time as like a relationship, serious relationship, but the one I was in previous before the show, I thought she was the one. Like, I thought I was going to
really?
Yeah. Yeah,
She ended or did you end?
She ended it out of nowhere. It was awful. Yeah,
wow.
It was pretty brutal. It was brutal. I thought I was going to marry her, and then I went out to visit her, and then so it was like her phone was sitting there and I saw a text popped up and it was like, have you broken up with him yet?
Oh,
it was
no.
Awful. Awful.
Oh, your stomach must have just dropped.
It was the worst thing in the world.
You should have acted like you didn't see it, and then you should have broken up with her so you had like the upper hand. That's what I'm a Scorpio. That's what I would have done.
You know what?
I'd be like, oh, I'm going to sting you before you sting me.
Interesting way of looking at things.
See it or did you say something?
No, she was not in the room. Mm. And so I was trying to hint at her. Like, I wanted her to do it because we were doing it long distance. She was in San Diego. I was in Denver. And I was like trying to get her to like, I didn't want her to do it over the phone. So I was like trying to like get her to do it and she wouldn't do it. And finally I was like, I saw your phone. And she was like, oh! And then she like ran out of the room and ran out of the house. And I was like, okay. And I like started packing up. I mean, it was awful. It was terrible. It was brutal.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and it was literally out of nowhere. She told me she loved me like a couple weeks before that. Like it was, yeah, it was crazy. But
I wonder what she's wondering now.
All for the best.
Do you know if she's aware of your current status of bachelor
heartthrob? I would imagine she's very aware.
Yeah, I think she's pretty aware.
I'm sure. Has she reached out?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
I tried reaching out right after the show because there was like this thread going around where they were trying to find, having a group text with all the guys for the show. I'm sure same with girls. And somebody texted me, was like, hey, have you guys seen this thread on the internet? They're trying to find all our ex-girlfriends and like get dirt on us. And I was like, oh my God, this show's crazy. So like, I reached out to all my exes and I was like, I'm so sorry. This is, I didn't think it was going to bring this attention to you guys, like all this. And I tried reaching out to her, but she didn't really want anything to do with that. So
girl, bye.
Yeah. Wow.
So
moving on to VIP.
VIP.
What's your type? Do you like a girl who's more like, you're very like chill, but you're very fun and outgoing. So you have like a good balance of like, you're not, I don't, like when I think of you, I'm like, yeah, he's just very easy to be around. Like I remember saying that in Vegas when everyone would ask about you. Because of course everyone's like, how was Blake? everyone was asking all the questions. But like what's your type? Do you like a girl who's more like shy and quiet?
No, I like the loud, strong headed, like, yeah, that kind of woman. That's what I like.
You
I
like
not obnoxious, but like somebody who is kind of like what always kind of attracts me first. And when people ask like, what should I say to slide in your DMs, and I like outlandish shock value, like awe type things that like catch my eye. That's kind of what I like.
When's your birthday? What's your sign?
April 22nd.
Are you
I think I'm like right on the line. I think I'm a Taurus. I don't really know this stuff. But
I don't really know it either.
On the line of like two.
Is it Aries and Taurus?
I don't know if it's Aries. I know it's Taurus. I think I'm a Taurus, technically. But like, I know there's like a gray area where you can be like two things or something.
Are you stubborn? Like, are you headstrong and stubborn?
No, I'm really not.
Oh. Yeah. But you're very sensitive.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel...
I was just saying, that's a good way to put it. I can like... Well, and I'm very sensitive when it comes to other people. I can feel when other people kind of have like, are hurting. And I think that's why sometimes when I'm in like a big group, I can feel like... when there's like an awkward moment or like when this person's feeling left out, I'll like go to them and like, I'm very empathetic. Okay, that was what I'm looking for. Very empathetic.
Wow. Yes.
I'm self-describing right now. I hate doing that.
I love this. It's like, it's almost like I led you to a place where you were saying your things that you like about yourself.
Yeah,
I liked that.
That was true. Yeah. I felt like I was an ITM there for a second.
Should I be a bachelor producer?
I think you are. You've been pitching VIP for me.
I'm like on the next season. I'm like, all of a sudden it's a dark room and it's just me. I'm ready for an interview.
I'm having PTSD right now. Like talking to you, ITM right now.
Easton and I had a very special moment over the weekend.
We did.
And it's just like, I think I've talked about soulmates before on the show, but I go back and forth on the soulmate thing because I'm like, I don't know if soulmate means like the one forever or just like someone you meet that you connect with, but Easton is my fast food chain restaurant soulmate.
Oh, yeah.
And we really took our soulmate relationship to another level this weekend.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I had never heard of a place called Raising Cane's.
Oh,
have you heard of this place?
Oh, huge in Nebraska. Yeah, where I went to college.
This is a big Midwest thing. Yeah. I understand. Mm-hmm. I consider myself a student of fast food chain restaurants. I'd never even heard of it before this week. And I have some friends that are like, Raising Cane's is the best chicken strips on the planet. Oh, chicken fingers. That's all they have. It's like In-N-Out for chicken. Yeah. Like they only have the chicken fingers. So we went to Disneyland. I was almost late to Captain Marvel, by the way, because I wanted to try this chicken restaurant.
I'll try Raising Cane's.
So we went to Raising Cane's. That was a religious experience for me. It was insane.
Yeah.
So how do you eat it, Blake? I want to know.
Ooh.
Because you get the toast and the chicken fingers, for those who don't
know. The toast is amazing, too.
Oh,
like, all of it's
so good.
Yeah.
Now it's watering. I don't eat it as a sandwich, if that's what you're asking. Like, I eat chicken and then the bread.
That's what Becca said, too.
Yeah. You eat
separately. I do chicken fries, and then I dip the toast at the end like a dessert.
Oh, the sauce is really good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all coming back to me.
I went the next day. I went 2 days in a row. Because I wanted to spread the gospel about Raising Cane's.
The response I got on that DM screenshot that I put, screenshot I posted, it was hilarious. Like, I think more than I've gotten screenshot like responses in a long time. They were like, oh my gosh, Cane's is the best. They're like, I love you guys. The fact that y'all text outside of the podcast, I'm like, about the important things, obviously.
I was sitting there like thinking about Raising Cane's and how much I loved it, and I'm like, I bet Becca's been there. I wonder if Becca knows about it.
That's great.
I told him, fun fact, my sisters and I sometimes will drive like 45 minutes to Downey to get it.
Wow.
That's a commitment.
It's the closest one to here. I went to the Orange location. There's
well,
also
but you
one
go to Disneyland every other day, so it's on your route.
It's going to be part of the routine. It's part of the rotation.
I did not know there was Raising Cane's out here, actually. That's exciting.
There's several. They're not like that. In like Pico Rivera, Downey, Orange, Riverside, places like that. So it's worth it, though. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's so worth it.
Is there a dipping sauce?
Oh, that's the sauce. Yeah.
Oh, is it unique? You don't just choose honey mustard or barbecue. They have their own thing.
They have their own sauce.
Yeah. Said something about honey mustard or some other sauce, and I was like, I've never strayed from the
Raising Cane's sauce. Yeah.
Something I loved about ordering from it is they have a lemonade that's very good, and so they said, I want ask for lemonade, and they're like, do you want regular or green lemonade? And I'm like, what's the difference with the green? Is it lime flavored? They're like,
I could just see you getting super excited. Yeah. Like, oh my god,
yeah. Well, exciting, what is it? And they're like, it's green food coloring. It's exactly the same.
Oh, like, that's funny.
Pour me up the green then.
Hey, St. Patrick's Day is this weekend.
That's what it was for.
Yeah, it was a very special bonding moment.
Yeah, your response is great because it's in all caps. That is my favorite fast food chicken ever. I think it's your favorite fast food restaurant, right?
Yeah. It originated in Louisiana, so it feels like
home. I thought you started that segment. I thought it was going to be like super serious, talking about soulmates, and then you talk about
it is
fast
serious.
Food.
What are you talking about? It's very serious. Yeah,
my wife doesn't eat gluten. And she also eats very healthy, very healthy. So, like, these are things that I can't really share with her. Like, she sat at Raising Cane's just shook
your
her head at
food
me.
Life. Yeah. Fast food life.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's exactly right. Exactly. Tanya, like, if I go in, Tanya and I will go down to Children's Hospital, you know, when we do those, and they have a Raising Cane's nearby. And I'm like, we have to go to Raising Cane's. And she's like, I'll drive through for you. As if I'm, like, such a
there.
Burden.
Because she can't eat a single thing there, right?
Right.
She could if she wanted.
She could get an ice water.
Oh, I was like, yeah, she have like allergies?
No,
like,
but she does this thing where she only eats clean all the time. My wife does this too, and it's very impressive because people who
impressive.
Do this actually convince themselves, like, ew, pizza gross. And they say that with such conviction that they've actually convinced themselves that they prefer a spinach salad over pizza. Which I know is not true.
I know.
It's like a superpower.
It is.
No, it is a superpower. Tanya came over to my house the other night, and it was like she had just got, like, she had accepted that she was going to eat whatever she wanted that night. So I ordered pizza and I had Oreos in my cat. You remember I did like an Insta story talking about having Oreos as like a classic staple to have in the pantry. Oh, and she was like, no, this is like you eat these like once a month for a treat or something. I did a poll.
So I shouldn't joke about this, but I have binge eating disorder, I swear. So I like can't have food in my house that's like snack because I'll just eat it all. Like I'll sit down and eat an entire like thing of peanut butter or like a whole pizza. So I have to have things I only cook. So I only have stuff in my house I have to cook. Smart. Otherwise, I'll just snack all day. Yeah.
Very smart.
Yeah, we do that too. Yeah. There's no snacks. There's no because the kids will raid the pantry and they'll just eat garbage. Mm-hmm. So we can't have any garbage.
Like my mom had a lock on our snack pantry because I would eat an entire bag of like chips or an entire thing of cookies. It's brutal. Yeah, I don't ever get full, though. Like, I can eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. Like, I never get full. Ever.
That's why you can just take shots.
I'm like a human scarf. I'm that person at breakfast or, like, brunch who, like, I'll finish other people's plates. Like, everybody, I have like a stack of plates in front of me because I finish everybody's
plate. But how do you
plate.
Stay in shape?
I work out a lot.
A lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I, like enjoy
lot,
working
like,
out. Like, three times a day. Like, I enjoy
a
working
day?
Out.
A day?
Yeah. I do like, I like, I don't know why. It's like something that I enjoy.
You're
kind of
like Michael Phelpsing it.
I like
you just
eat Big Macs and like,
and then just work out a ton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you, I'm assuming, did you play sports? Were you an athlete?
Yeah. Okay. I was 240 in college. I was playing football in college. Yeah. I was 240. I was 50 pounds heavier than I am now. I had this biggest neck. I was like,
what?
I was very large. Yeah. I mean, I was like,
well, you're tall.
Not
too.
Like out of, yeah, not like out of shape. But I was like, I was lifting heavy, like really heavy when
what position did you?
I was recruited as a quarterback, and then I hit puberty, and I was a tight end.
Wow.
Yeah, 240. Yeah, look at that neck.
I got a picture.
Really. Look at that.
That's
neck.
A hell of a
That's
neck.
A terrible picture.
Wear backwards hat.
Wear a backwards hat. In
backwards hat.
Looks very cool.
So you just have always kept that routine of
staying. Yeah, exactly. I've just always really enjoyed working out. Yeah, it makes like, you know, is it the endorphin? Mm-hmm. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah,
that release. I just really like working out.
Wow, I wish I had some of that. I was also a student athlete, but it didn't continue on after school.
What was your sport?
I played basketball and softball.
Nice.
But I hated the whole working out, exercising part of it.
Which is weird because you're very competitive and very athletic and very competitive. So I would think you would really enjoy if working
it's,
out.
It's not. I've never liked that. I like if there's games or if there is a chance for me to win.
That's right.
I love that kind of stuff. But I can't just get on the tread. There's unless someone's next to me running and I'm trying to run faster.
You go one up them a little bit. Yeah. Just like they look over.
I'm like sliding off the treadmill, trying too hard.
Well, this seems like a great opportunity to throw in Open Fit here because if you're going to be talking exercise, this is the way to do it.
Is it?
Yeah. So Open Fit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. Everyone's bodies are different, and OpenFit gets that. It's personalized to your needs with custom-tailored original content. It's so, so simple. You can forget all the stress around getting fit and just press play and work out on your schedule. So, like, one of your three times a day.
If you go to the gym every time?
No, I do, like, Pilates. I'll do, like, Orange Theory in the morning, Pilates in the afternoon, and then I'll go to the weight room.
Wow, but this is so you're this leaving, right from home.
Yeah, you can do these right in your living room.
Your computer, your web-enabled TV, your tablet, or your smartphone, or your Roku.
And you can lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days. So you can flatten your abs, shape your body, and look and feel great. So we all know, as we just spoke about it, that I don't love to work out. And I don't really, unless there's competition, I don't like working out. I don't like people watching me when I work out. Mm-hmm. So, and I love to be at home. So Open Fit is perfect for someone like me because I can do it in my living room with Phoebe being the only one watching me.
Judging you.
They have an extend bar class with trainer Andrea Rogers. It's a mix of cardio, Pilates, and ballet. So you can be leaner, stronger, and looking and feeling like a dancer for free, which is something I would probably want to try because I'm not trying to have a thick neck like Blake.
Thick with two C's?
Thick neck. No, I want thick with two C's. I don't want thick with a CK. Open Fit has changed the way that I work out and other people who are like me work out. And with our code Becca, you can join on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use my code Becca and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners will get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text Becca to 303030. You'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and the nutrition information totally free. Again, just text 303030. How do we say? How do we incorporate?
This is the challenge. This is the challenge. Yeah. I think what I usually do is I so text 303030 and include the word
Becca.
And while we're here and while we do some testimonials earlier, before we talk about Quip toothbrushes, I have some testimonials for you.
Okay.
A girl named Tori, she posted in the Facebook group. Hey, what do you guys think about Quip toothbrushes? Oh my gosh, she was inundated with people who love Quip. Kendall says, I just bought mine from Target. I honestly love it. It's so much more convenient than my old electric brush that was bulky and required a charger. The vibration is soft enough that it doesn't hurt my gums. Then Haley says, I love mine. And it goes on and on. Ashley, I've had mine for over a year and I love it. It saves you a ton compared to other electronic brushes. And on it goes. Quip is your toothbrushing savior.
Have you ever seen a Quip?
I have not, actually.
It is the sleekest, most beautiful toothbrush you'll ever see. It's one of the most important things we do for our health every day, which is brushing our teeth. Yet most of us don't even do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers and made to make brushing your teeth more simple, more affordable, and even more enjoyable. So they have sensitive sonic vibration, so it's gentle enough for your sensitive gum, so you never have to brush too hard again, which is one of my biggest problems. Every time I go to the dentist, they're like, you're brushing too hard.
Yep, and your gums recede.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Ooh.
Easton pulled up a photo.
Very cool.
They have a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides. So it's helping to guide a full and even clean. 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes and don't evenly clean. Do you evenly clean?
I don't think so.
No. To be honest. That's what Quip's here for. So brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association, or ADA as I would like to call it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Did you know the mouth is like basically connected to the soul? If you have good teeth health, you can help your heart and your brain.
I didn't.
Now
I've heard
do.
About the heart thing. Yeah,
gingivitis totally. Will get to your heart. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, look at that. That's why we all need a Quip. That's why we love our Quip and why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. So Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/Becca right now, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. So that's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Becca.
Easton, try Tanya one more time. I know it'll go straight to voicemail, but it's worth a shot. Maybe she's out for lunch. It is noon.
I've just been waiting all hour for us to drop this bomb on Blake. About
what have I got myself into? Is this a big prank? Like, this is why I'm here.
Oh, it's ringing. That's a good sign. Oh. I'm sure they take a lunch break.
She don't have money.
That's okay.
She's sitting alone in the courtroom.
Oh, man. Well, you know, her voicemail is a real burst of energy, so I'll take it.
Oh. You've reached Tanya Ruddy Savvy Beach. Leave a message and have a great day.
The mailbox is full and cannot... Yeah.
I love that the mailbox is full.
Come on. I bet mine is, too. I never check voicemails.
Her voicemail box has been full, I think, since I met her, which was, what, like 4 years ago?
That's her. She doesn't like getting voicemails, and this is her way of stopping people from leaving them for her. Yeah, which I think is fairly standard.
It's kind of a tease, though. Like, just turn it off, because it sounds like you're going to be able to leave her a voicemail.
That's true. So just put it back to the number you have reached.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's Dr. Jeanette. We're going to get her on the phone here. So last week, Tanya had a question that's been bothering her lately, and Dr. Jeanette's going to help us out. Hi, Dr. Jeanette.
Yes, this is Dr. Jeanette. How are you?
Hi, great. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience today. I had to do a story on that little boy from Oregon who almost died from tetanus.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks for your flexibility today.
No, thank you so much for making time to come on.
Well, this makes what we're calling about seem really stupid.
It's not stupid. It's just... quite as serious as
a boy in Oregon nearly dying of tetanus. From tetanus.
It's different.
Well,
but all medical questions are important.
They're all important. So,
yes, exactly.
Tanya is actually at jury duty right now, so we don't even have her available, but we have a great fill-in. We have our friend Blake in the studio.
Hello there.
Hey, Blake. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
And
good.
So last week, Tanya brought up a very important question out of nowhere, I will say. Is douching important?
I want to see myself out. No,
it's important not to do it. As a medical professional, I advise if I'm asked, should I do that by my patient? Should I engage in this sort of cleansing? I will lean towards no, because ultimately what it does is it can affect the normal pH, the acidity of the vaginal area. And that can make you more prone to irritation. It can actually make you more prone to picking up infections, STDs, and even what we call PID. And sometimes it can even cause overgrowth of yeast and cause a yeast infection. So I tend to say, no, let's focus on instead what's causing it in the first place and maybe find some ways that we can prevent them instead of using these over-the-counter products, which, you know, in my opinion, are not natural.
Well, it's interesting because Tanya went home after we talked and went ahead and did a cleansing for herself. And I have not gotten to talk to her about the experience. I feel like she
have in detail.
Okay.
She thought it was wonderful, which I said, why? And she said she felt like clean. Mm-hmm. And I brought up it messes up the pH balance, but I think they're selling it in a way that makes you think it's not messing up the pH balance, because she seems to think vinegar was great. Uh-huh. And she also was having her period, Blake. Uh-huh. So she felt it was like really cleaning her out. And then we said, try soap and water, minimal amounts of soap even, and not to be gushing stuff up there.
Right. You know, sometimes if you want to go with a natural remedy, just a mild, very, very mild external soap with washcloth, but putting anything in the vaginal vault, in the vaginal cavity, where it's not meant to be, has been shown to cause irritation, increased risk of STDs, what we call PID, which is pelvic inflammatory disease, and also what we call BV, bacterial vaginosis, again, or yeast infections, very common. Sometimes using a light solution of vinegar is somewhat of a natural remedy, but you really, the body will heal itself. And if it doesn't, then that's time to go and see your doctor to see if something else is going on. Do you maybe have some underlying diabetes that's making you prone to odors and infections, prompting you to want to go and use these over-the-counter products?
Dr. Jeanette, I heard something this past week that literally shook me. I heard teenagers are taking tampons, soaking them in some form of alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
And putting it in their bodies. Number one, have you heard of this? And number two, what in the hell
vodka
is happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It remember the Tide Challenge? Mm-hmm. These young kids are always doing something, but it's very harmful. It can erode and irritate the mucous membrane, the lining of the vaginal genital area, and can cause some serious inflammation and infection and pain as well. But very dangerous. It should not be done. If anything was to be used, a tampon, if it's going to be used, should not be, you know, submerged or soaked in anything prior. They're putting themselves at risk of serious infection, including what we call staph infections, TSS, toxic shock syndrome can happen. We kind of need to educate our young ones.
So how do we tell, like, teenagers, do we just say, you're an idiot, don't do that? Or what is the best approach?
Well, hopefully parents are bringing their kids and their teenagers to yearly physicals and to doctor's appointments. And really, teenagers and young adults do not have to have the supervision of a parent with them when they're going to talk about genital issues or STDs or alcohol or drug abuse. In some states, you don't have to have a parent with you. So, you know, kids may be shy or afraid or embarrassed to talk about these things. Teenagers, I shouldn't say kids, but it's important that we educate, parents educate their children, their teenagers, and doctors should be doing the same thing. And we need to make it where we need to create an environment where there's not a stigma of shame or embarrassment when it comes to our bodies and taking care of our female hygiene.
Well, I am going to report to Tanya that although she felt it was a great move, it is not the way to go. And I'm going to it's going to be hard news for her to hear. She was very certain that it was what she needed to be doing. So I'm going to let her know the professional says no to that.
How did it become a thing? Is it just corporate America selling us stuff we don't need? Is that the whole origin of this?
Yeah, you know, it might provide maybe temporary relief, but it should not be used long term. It really is not necessary. If you adhere to a good, well-balanced diet, avoid sexual activity, or at least avoid sexual activity with multiple partners, avoid certain foods that can alter the pH of the vaginal area or can cause odor. For example, too much sugar or red meat or onions or dairy can cause odor. So if you can just change your lifestyle a little bit, avoid wearing tight clothing, that sort of thing. Avoid, you know, sitting in a wet bathing suit for long periods of time. If we can take, you know, duty, simple lifestyle changes, that can help where we don't have to use these other products, which can ultimately be harmful for us.
Blake, any follow-up questions?
Very informative for you, Blake.
I was just going to say that. Very informative. This is stuff I probably would never have really learned. So
you can pass this on.
You know, I have a daughter one day. You know, now this is stuff I'm going to have to learn at some point. So it's great.
Thank you so much for this. I'm going to pass this on to Tanya, let her know. So I wanted to say thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you have a lot going on. And
what's your website again, Dr. Jeanette?
Oh, no. It's just my pleasure. Today is unusual. It's not normal that interviews all will happen in the same hour, but I appreciate you guys having me, and I hope to come back. But Jeanette Neshwat is my name, and like Nancy, E-S-H-E-I-W-A-T.
And it's drjeanette.net?
Or drjeanette.com, but doctor spelled out. D-O-C-T-O-R.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate it, and have a great week as well.
Thanks.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Do you have any health questions we could help you with, Blake?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
We really get into
erectile
anything
dysfunction or...
We need a longer podcast for that.
whoa.
Just kidding. Now I'm interested, like... What are you guys talking? Like, that was something you guys were talking about.
She blurted it out. She literally blurted it out.
Was she struggling with something?
I have a question. Should we be douching?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's how it's
out of the blue.
That's amazing.
And she's so proud that she did so it. Great. And I kept saying, no.
She said,
no.
Becca, we should do it together and like see how it goes for both of us. And I was like, I don't think I want
to. She's not really body shy. She once showed our neighbor her...
Hoo-ha?
Yeah. To make sure it looked like everyone else's.
Yeah. She's very... Oh,
he was shocked when she showed up.
I'm sure. I don't see that every day, I feel like.
Oh,
good one, Mark.
You know, we mentioned them earlier in the show.
Yeah, we did.
ADT.
Yeah, we did.
Thank goodness for them and our ability to sleep better at night. I mean, look at you with your patio back door open for your dogs. ADT comes in.
It just was this morning. It's never, ever
not
like
usually?
That, no.
Oh, okay.
But Scrubbing In is sponsored by ADT, which is Real Protection. When it comes to something as important as your family's safety, you need real protection with ADT. Real Protection means the nation's number one smart home security provider is standing by and there for you when you need them. Real Protection means having a safe and smart home with everything from video doorbells, surveillance cameras, smart locks, lights, carbon monoxide, and smoke detectors in a system custom designed to fit your lifestyle. Real Protection means helping to keep you safe on the go, in the car, or when your kids are at school, with your ADT Go app and SOS button. No matter how you define safety for you, your family, or your business, ADT is there. ADT Real Protection. I'm telling you, living alone it's been an adjustment for me. I know Tanya, I've had leaks. Tanya's had leaks, remodels. There's been people in my home, like, fixing everything. With ADT, it's way more stress-free. They installed it, and I've been able to sleep safely ever since then. No Dirty John entering this house.
I haven't heard Dirty John in a long time.
We're still talking about it. Still a thing. Blake, it's a true story. Visit ADT.com/podcast to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. Again,
so Blake, it's podcast, not Becca.
We're harmonizing podcast.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good.
All right. So ADT.com/podcast.
See how I get that octave, that little higher?
Yeah, you bring a new harmony to it.
You've come a long way over the past hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're telling me. I know a lot about douching now. That I didn't know when I came in. Next time I call somebody a douche, there's going to be some real meaning behind it, you know?
Isn't it interesting how that's...
I said, yeah. I was like, wow, it makes it so much more offensive.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, Summer's Eve just called. They're pulling their sponsorship, Amy, just so you know.
Wait,
sorry.
Tanya said she just got out. Should we call
them? Oh, let's get Tanya on the phone!
Let me explain it.
Blake, you explain it.
I don't really remember.
No, just it
the pH levels.
It's not good. Okay. It makes you more susceptible to STDs.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be like, I have some bad news for you, Tanya. Yeah.
Tanya Roddy Savvy Beach. What was that noise? Oh.
Tanya?
Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you.
Tanya!
So,
Major woof.
Major woof.
Yeah, major woof. You're right. Blake's here.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Blake.
He's been harmonizing the Beccas with me.
Yes, starting
and
to get the hang of it.
Yeah, he's really come a long way, as Mark just said. But he has. He wanted to talk to you about douching and tell you about the facts.
I have some bad news for you, Tanya.
How do you have bad news?
Because it turns out that douching actually affects your pH levels and makes you more susceptible to STDs, unfortunately. So we just got the news. So this is all true. I'm not kidding.
Did you tell her that I use the kind that's just vinegar and water?
Yeah, she says it messes up your pH level. She said it can actually cause yeast infections and STDs, and it's not, as a medical professional, not what you need to be doing.
It can't actually cause.
Sorry, not cause. I'm sorry. Correction. It cannot cause an STD. It can make you more susceptible to an STD, but it can cause yeast infections. Also, she didn't say this, but I'm wondering UTIs.
Yeah,
guess what, guys?
Tom?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I do not have a yeast infection, and I'm not having sex, so I'm not going to be getting susceptibility to STDs. So I'm pro-douche.
Well, are you in the courtroom right now?
Yelling that?
Enough? No, I got out. I got out for the day, and I have to go back tomorrow.
No!
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I know!
Are you on the new OJ case?
What?
Are you on, like, the next OJ case? Like, the big jury trial case?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
I don't think she's allowed to talk about it.
Oh, my God!
But you're on a case. You're on a case?
No, I'm not on it yet.
You've been called into the jury box, and they have not released you.
Correct.
What time do you have to be there tomorrow?
1:30.
Oh, so can you come in for the morning show?
I know. I was like, Mark is going to be very happy about this.
Oh, that's great news.
Wow. Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is there any high-profile cases that we could pretend Tanya's on right now?
Google some cases right now.
Although I do have to say that I have made some really cute friends in this little group of mine.
By the way, Sierra, yeah. Becca, Amy, and I aren't thrilled that you're all texting us the exact same texts.
Yeah, it's feeling really, like, impersonal. I don't really like it personally.
Well, what do you want me to do? Send a group text?
Well, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe just a different,
notes.
Maybe, like, you change the
switch
wording
up a little.
Yeah.
You guys.
We're just really talking a lot of shit behind your back while you're jury duty.
And like, we've just, like, I was like, oh, I got some texts feeling like I had news. And Mark's like, I got those too. And then Amy comes in and says the same thing.
Sierra got them.
Well, first of all, Amy sent me like 5,000 text balls in the jury room. I had my phone on airplane when I kept buzzing.
I was wondering
why. Like, oh, I'm that girl.
Listen.
I have to say, I've already learned a lot.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating, jury duty. I love it.
It is very fascinating.
I thought you would enjoy it. I was like, I feel like Tanya's going to like it here.
You know what else I enjoy? Douching.
Well, I'm just here to tell you that the medical professionals, and I'm sure Meredith Grey would say the same thing, that it is not something that you should be doing. But, you know, and I guess do it until you're affected by it, if you like it.
I'm gonna ask my gynecologist when I go in for my checkup, because I just feel like vinegar and water is so, like, they tell you to do apple cider vinegar for everything. Like, don't they say, like, apple cider vinegar every day, like, cures every ailment?
Yeah, but I'm not sure up your hoo-ha is the best place for it.
I mean, there's been worse things up there.
I mean, that'll
good answer,
be it. That's a teaser for next week. We'll save that teaser for next
Tanya,
week.
Tanya, what did you think of Grey's Anatomy this week? Because Becca didn't watch.
Oh, you didn't watch it? I thought it was really good.
Oh, see,
this is interesting. Mark said he thought it was underwhelming.
I didn't love it. No, I didn't. I felt like it was a lot, just a really leaning into stuff I don't care about.
You guys, they had a whole podcast section where they were talking about podcasts. Also, so pissed they didn't ask us to do that.
Well, I was waiting for some sort of a shout out or some sort of a subtle reference to scrubbing in, and I got nothing.
Nothing. That would have been the perfect fit in.
You guys, what if they were just in the writer's room talking and they're like, one of the people that I met or that we've had on the show was like, oh, we should talk about podcasts. I was on a recent, like, Grey's Anatomy based.
It's
not possible. That far-fetched.
Even if the host of that podcast would have had a B name and a T name, I would have taken that as a shout out.
Totally.
But nothing.
Totally. Like a little nod to us would have been so nice and so appreciated. Like, what in the world?
It's like we're not getting the respect that we
get. Yeah, it's like one of the most popular television shows of all time is not giving us respect.
We are a People's Choice Award winning podcast, Blake.
That was a good intro. Yeah. I heard that in the beginning of the intro.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Well, Tanya, we missed you, but Blake was just a delight to have today.
Oh, well, thank you. I tried. I tried to fill your shoes, Tanya.
I know. I'm so sad, Blake, that I missed you. That
I know. I haven't
really
seen you in a while.
Unfortunate on my part.
Can you stay while we thank people and say goodbye?
Yeah. Also, I'm actually really excited to come back next week because I just feel like I've been feeling like a lot of feelings lately, and I really want to discuss them.
Great.
So we'll talk about the more interesting things that have gone up your hoo-ha.
Maybe we'll play Family Feud style. We have the top seven things that have been up there on the board. Who's going to name them? Three strikes.
Top seven things.
I don't know. I don't know how many there are.
I feel like we could come up with seven. I feel like we could come up with seven.
Can I co-host this podcast too?
All right. We need to thank some people. We need to thank Sleep Number. Oh, Becca couldn't get out of bed this morning. It was so comfy. And you can find your Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/Becca. Third Love. Find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase at thirdlove.com/Becca. Quip. Get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Go to getquip.com/Becca. Get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text Becca to 303030. That number again is 303030, and text the word
Becca.
And finally, ADT. To learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you, visit ADT.com/podcast. Nice, Tanya. You got it.
Yeah. So proud of you, Tanya.
Can't teach a dog new tricks.
Not sure that's...
Yeah,
anyway,
that's right, but...
Who's doing time or death?
Did I say it backwards?
I don't know.
We're
going to let Blake call time of death when you hear...
Is over?
Yeah,
we're done.
Caught us on the tail end.
Dang it. I'm so sad.
Next week, all of your feelings.
Yeah, all of your feelings.
Good, because I wrote them all down.
Okay, so okay. Real quick, so something about Grey's Anatomy, because I know it's a Grey's Anatomy podcast. I swear to God, Grey's Anatomy ruined a relationship for me because she was so obsessed with the show. Like, she got into it in, like, season, you know, there was, like, seven seasons or however many seasons. She binged it for, like, 6 weeks. I didn't see her, and it, like, ruined our
Tanya
relationship.
Tanya did that recently.
So I'm like, yeah, I kind of have a, yeah, I don't really like Grey's Anatomy very much.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. I like the show, but I like the show. Easy, Tanya. I have a heart attack.
Tanya's going to wreck. Don't say that.
All right, well, on Grey's Anatomy, somebody dies, they look up at the clock, and they say time of death.
This happens in real life.
You say the seconds?
It does?
Wait. Before it's over, can I ask a question?
Yes.
And you guys might have discussed this. Did you talk about if Blake's single or not?
Yes, he is. Well, I'm assuming he's single. We talked about him maybe appearing on a summer show in Mexico.
Oh, okay. I'll just listen to the podcast then.
You'll love it.
Yo, it's going to be a great one.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so great.
Blake, go ahead.
Time of death, 12:23:50.
There it is.
There she goes.
Is that her dying?
What's that?
I just am sad I'm not there.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.